After breakfast, the king, he took a seat on the corner of the raft and pulled off his boots and rolled up his breeches and let his legs dangle in the water so as to be comfortable, and lit his pipe and went on to getting his Romeo and Juliet by heart. When he had got it pretty good, him and the Duke begun to practice it together. The Duke had to learn him over and over again how to say every speech, and he made him sigh and put his hand on his heart, and after a while he said he'd done it pretty well. "Only," he says, "you mustn't bellow out Romeo that way like a bull. You must say it soft and sick and languishy. So, Romeo."